Hi, it's Mac, it's McCaughan here on Audio Boo. It is Thursday, December the 6th, and it's approximately 1:30 p.m. And I've been getting on with some things here in my office now, my study, computer, music room. And listening through Audio Boos, of course, but I put some Christmas music on just to get me in the mood while I tidy my room, which was bad and needn't done. But what came to my mind was something I said a number of days ago regarding thinking more of others and not necessarily of ourselves, and also the fact of that we tend to roll on doing our audio boos and not respond in the way we would have liked to, or maybe we did respond previously to those around us, our friends or followers on audio boo. And as I sat here with baby wipes in hand, I decided to have a look at who's missing from my timeline. Now, this list is not definitive, but it's probably been some of the most important people and regular audio booers originally, and now I do not hear from them. And so I just wanted to say hi to them if they do happen to listen, and hope that they'll come back and boo more. Two very important people, of course, are Sarah, S-A-I-R, who is Sarah. Sarah is going through some hard times just now. I haven't really heard from Sarah much recently. She has done 402 boos, and her last one was on the 1st of December. And it'd be great to hear Sarah back before Christmas, get back on board. I know she has some hard times and she ran a little bit dry with content, but hey, it doesn't matter. If she just comes back and says something, can you make Christmas for me anyway? Another very important person is Simon, who is SM2N. Simon is a prolific audio boo person. 966 boos today. And I haven't heard from Simon for ages. Yes, he did do an audio boo on the 5th of December. But before that, extremely dry. I hadn't heard from him since the 5th, obviously nothing. I know that was yesterday, but he hasn't done an awful lot. I'd like to hear more from Simon. He's probably really, really busy with work and music commitments with Jamfolder. Seem to hear more from JN2N. So I'd like to hear more from Simon. Mark Cotton, who is Mac Fontaine. 53 boos, not an awful lot. But his last boo was on the 30th of November. I know Mark is tied up with loads of things. Absolutely tied up, and some illness in the family. So I hope all goes well there and get to hear from him before Christmas as well. Jamie Doughty, who has booed 56 times, and his last one was the 8th of November. I love listening to Jamie, a really dry wit, a great guy. Just wish he would do more again. This may apply to everyone here who isn't booing just now, they're just far too busy. But I do hope they're listening in to the people that decide to follow. Kevin Schutt over there in Florida. Kevin has done 106 boos and his last one was the 29th of October. Now I know he's active in Google Plus and other things, but since the 29th of October we've heard nothing on audio boo from Kevin. Greg McQueen, I know he's busy. I do know he's very, very busy. 352 boos so far, and the last we heard from Greg, I heard from Greg, was 23rd of August. That was his last audio boo. But I know, again, he's very busy. Zaki, well, a wonderful guy over there in Switzerland. I've had some DM messages from Zaki recently, which is always great to hear. He's done approximately 213 audio boos, but the last we heard an open audio boo from Zaki was the 22nd of November. I guess he's maybe concentrating more on doing personal messages, which is always nice. Rob Allen, who's Acrobat, 355 boos. And the last I heard from Rob was on the 14th of November. This was a guy that did an audiobook every morning without fail. I wonder what happened there. Do miss Rob. Love his straight to the point manner of speaking. And that leaves, and as I said, it's not definitive, there are others, but Ken Gordon, you may remember as Glenn Charnock, a great Scots accent, came down there in the, I think it's Ayrshire, and it's always very nice to hear from. Ken has done 50 boos up to now. His last was the 1st of September. Very, very long ago. I think it was a holiday boo, if I remember correctly. But he used to be, not prolific, but he used to be very regular. And as I said, he had a lovely Scots accent that I used to love listening to. And he did some unusual stuff as well, did Ken. So, basically, I'm thinking of all you guys out there, guys and girls, as they say. Do miss you not booing, and I hope you all get back on board. Give us all a Christmas treat, or 10, before the 25th of this month. See if I can amend this list and say I've definitely heard from these people, at least some, if not all. It would be great. If you're listening, please, shove something up. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's missing your audio boos. I'll leave you with a snowman. Or maybe not. Maybe we'll just jump to Never Do a Tango with an Eskimo. That's better, isn't it? Have fun, folks. And all the very best. You are being missed.